Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's Nick Costos and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Ah, bring it up, Rick. What'd you have going on just now?
I had to run downstairs and go feed the meter. So parked out on the street. So what happened was, like, I parked out in front of the street. You got to feed the meter starting at 9 a.m., right? So I got the text from Mitch Rosen about Ken being sick, like 9 o'clock or something, 9:15. I'd already parked and whatever. And so I couldn't move my car in between 2 and 3. So you got to feed the meter every 2 hours.
That's annoying.
And you can't do it on your phone back-to-back time, so you have to rotate. So you got to run down, fill it for 2 hours, then you could do it on your phone. So I'd just go fill it for the last hour and a half, because if you don't fill it, you'll get like a $60 ticket.
Yeah, that's pretty aggravating. Okay, power hour time.
And then now I walked in, I see Evan Roberts right in the newsroom, and he goes, "Moose, do you ever go home?" I go, "No."
Yeah. Which is, like I say, man, like, no one works more than you do. It's actually true here. Like, Mark Melusis, burning the midnight oil, SNY, You Better You Bet, WFAN. The guy's the absolute best. All right, it's power hour time here on You Better You Bet. All our bets are coming up for week number 3 in the National Football League. All 14 games, side total, and props. We will begin in moments with Buffalo and Washington. Then we're going to hit Arizona and Jacksonville. Then it's New England and New Orleans. But before we hit these games, there's one thing that has to be done. And that is for our guy, Rick Camp, to do dat duty. To do his duty and drop that dope-ass beat. Did you see, by the way, the tweet earlier this week that the dope ass beat was on like the Jersey Shore spinoff show, like on MTV?
Yes.
The beat actually played. Hilarious.
Yes, I did see that. It was awesome.
Yeah, which is great, because like I said, like, this beat is one of the two things, dope and ass, and it's not dope. So it's pretty funny that it's made its way to MTV. Got to tell you about our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. We got another big college football Saturday coming up. We've already reached week 3 of the pro football season. Whether you're betting college or the pros, Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your football betting powerhouse from kickoff to the final whistle. College football fans, Bet Rivers makes game day more rewarding with parlay profit boost. Just log in each Saturday, that's tomorrow, and place a parlay bet of 3 legs or more to get a 20% profit boost. The action doesn't stop there, though, because come Sunday, it's NFL time. It's time to get those pro football spread bets in for the Bet Rivers Beat the Spread Challenge. Place a minimum of $25 in pregame spread bets on any pro football matchup. The more correct picks, the greater your shot is at winning a share of the $1 million prize pool. Great promotions like these, why I love betting on football at Bet Rivers. So download the app, check out BetRivers.com, and start betting with a winner. That winner is the Bet Rivers Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. Now, you got to be 21, playable in states where Bet Rivers is licensed. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. The real ones know that it's playable in New Jersey. as Play Sugar House. And Moose, the real ones also know about BetQL. They know that BetQL's got all the tools they need to take down the sports books. They know that BetQL's got the algorithms. They know that BetQL's got the experts. And they know that BetQL's got the five-star plays. BetQL's five-star play for NFL Sunday, week number three. BetQL's got a five-star play on the Pittsburgh Steelers laying 3 at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. The model makes it Steelers minus 6.5. Now, obviously, both teams dealing with injury concerns. We don't know if TJ Watt's going to play. Ben Roethlisberger's going to be in pain here. T. Higgins doubtful for Cincinnati. So still some stuff up in the air, but 3.5 points of value on the BetQL model. So the five-star play for BetQL, the Steelers, a 3-point favorite against the Cincinnati Bengals. And Mark Malusis, that takes us into game number one on the docket.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The Buffalo Bills, 7.5-point home favorites against your Washington football team with Taylor Heinicke. The total in this game, Moose, 45.5 at Bet Rivers. What have you got for a side total props wherever you want to take it? Bills and the football team.
Yeah, I just think it's too many points. I mean, and I've been disappointed in Washington this year, Nick, defensively. You know, the front seven, the front four, we know how much they've invested, all the first-round picks. The secondary, I think, has been really, really leaky. Give Taylor Heinicke credit. I don't know. You know, if that 300-plus yard performance passing has more to do with him and, you know, Turner and that offense, or more to do with, you know, your Giants and really what that defense has shown. I think it's probably more the latter than the former. However, with that being said, I don't know. I mean, Buffalo, they blew a 10-0 lead week one. They blew the doors off Miami after Tua got hurt last week, and their defense is really, really good. I think this is going to be a low-scoring kind of defensive battle. With that being said, I like the WFT plus the 7 or 7.5 as the line sits right now. I know it's floating back and forth. If you get 7.5, definitely take that. I take the Washington football team plus the 7.5. And I like the under 45.5 as well. So those are my two plays for this one.
Well, Moose, you and I will go mono on this one because I like the over. Ken Barkley and I both like the over in this game at 45.5. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game. But I do agree with you, though, and we've talked about that a lot during the week, that we think this is going to be a higher scoring game. Maybe not like in the 60s potentially, but 45.5 too low. We'll be monitoring the weather come Sunday morning on Countdown to Kickoff to make sure that the wind gusts in Buffalo are not going to be too high. Doesn't look like they will. So I love the over in this game. You know, Ken and I both agree with you, Moose. We are both on the Washington football team above a touchdown here. I think Ken got like 9.5. I'm on 7.5 with Washington. So I totally agree with you there. And we also said on the show yesterday, we know Buffalo is kind of in that zone for a Wong teaser, right? Down from 7.5 to 1.5 through the key numbers of 7 and 3. We think there are other better teaser options on the board where I wouldn't be shocked if Washington won this game outright. Like Josh Allen's been scattershot to start the year. Maybe he picks it up. Maybe Buffalo wins. Maybe they cover. I think Washington is alive in this game, though, as an underdog to potentially steal a victory here. So better teaser options on the board, in my estimation. So the football team and the over. As far as props that I'm looking at here, and I will give numbers out on the show on Sunday. Bet Rivers has numbers for some, not for every game right now. So come Sunday morning on Countdown to Kickoff and also my show on The Fan, I'll give all the numbers out. So these are just bets that I'm looking at right now, and I'll probably end up betting these come Sunday morning. Stephon Diggs over receiving yards. Brad Evans was on with us in the last segment, told you he thinks Diggs is going to have a monster game, and I agree. I'm also going to be looking at Josh Allen passing yards. I just have a feeling this is going to be the Josh Allen coming out party of the season. He'll look like the Josh Allen we saw in 2020 that got like a $10 billion contract from Buffalo. And Terry McLaurin, receptions and yards, I think worth looking at. Similar to Brandon Cooks, where he's kind of quarterback-proof. When you have a receiver that's just getting targeted a billion million times. It almost doesn't even matter who the quarterback is. And McLaurin showed you that last week when he repeatedly beat James Bradbury for the New York football Giants. Those are some props I'm looking at for Buffalo and Washington. We both like the football team, and so does Ken. And Ken and I are on the over. Moose is on the under. You better, you bet, BetQL. Nick Costos, Mark Melusis in for Ken Barkley. Power Hour NFL week number 3. Moose, let's go to Jacksonville, where the Arizona Cardinals, 7.5-point favorites at the Jaguars. Total in this game is 51.5.
Yeah, I'll give you the total. I think you're going to get a ton of points in this game. So I'm taking, I like the over in this one, over 51.5. I know it's a big point total, but I think Kyler Murray will score some points. I think Trevor Lawrence will score some points. And I know everybody's jumping on the fact of Urban Meyer, the Jaguars, sending out the email early in the week, apologize, stay with us. We're trying to build it the right way. People can't wait for Urban Meyer to fail in Jacksonville. People can't wait for Urban Meyer to run for the hills like Bobby Petrino did and jump back into the college game. So, I mean, I think Urban Meyer, I mean, I might be end up being foolish. I think he's in it to try and actually turn that NFL team around. Nick, am I crazy to like the 7.5? I don't know. I mean, I like the Jaguars in this one, plus the 7.5. And I know it didn't look pretty against Denver, and I liked them the opening week against the Houston Texans, and they failed there. And maybe I'll have egg on my face once again in this one. And I'm not telling you that I think they can win the game outright. I just think they can hang within a touchdown of Arizona. You can move the ball on that Cardinals secondary and that defense. We've seen it before. We've seen it this year. You saw it last week with the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota should have won that game if their kicker could actually make a field goal late. So give me the Arizona, give me the Jacksonville Jaguars plus the 7.5, and I like over 51.5.
Yeah, if I had to bet this game, I think the spread is right where it needs to be. So I don't know if I have a lot of interest betting it the side of this game. If I had to bet the total, I would go over. We need kind of more injury information here because Marco Wilson and Byron Murphy, two corners for Arizona. I think Murphy's expected to play, but Wilson might not play, and he's a rookie, and he's been really good to start the season. And for Jacksonville, two of their corners, Trey Herndon and C.J. Henderson, both listed as questionable. DeAndre Hopkins is also questionable. I think the expectation is that Hopkins is going to play. A.J. Green literally said to the media yesterday on Thursday, Hopkins doesn't miss games. He's going to be out there on Sunday. But they're calling him a game-time decision. So I think we kind of need to wait to see like a little bit of more injury information on this game, especially prop-wise here. Because if Hopkins plays, I think this is an eruption spot for him. You know, he's gone under the total, his receiving yards total, in each of his first two games of the season. But we look at Jacksonville and their first two games. What did the two number one receivers of their respective opponents do? Brandon Cooks absolutely lit them up in week number one. And Courtland Sutton last week, 9 for 159. So I know it's been a little disappointing for Hopkins thus far in terms of the yards. He scored 2 touchdowns in week number one. I think this is a game where DeAndre Hopkins absolutely goes nuclear if he's in the lineup. I'm expecting he will be, but obviously we need to wait for confirmation there. So if he plays, DeAndre Hopkins over is an absolute slam dunk. And there's only one Jaguars receiver that I think we can really feel good about at this point. It's not my guy Laviska Shenault, although I love me some Shenault. It's not DJ Chark, Baby Chark, It's Marvin Jones. She said she wants some Marvin Jones, some Luther Vandross. Well, I just want an over from Marvin Jones receiving yards here. Trevor Lawrence, YOLO balls down the field, doesn't know or care to check down. Jacksonville has shown no interest in running the football here. And when the YOLO balls go up, they are in the direction of Marvin Jones. So a pair of props I'm eyeing for Sunday in this game, Marvin Jones and DeAndre Hopkins. Just can't really trust anyone with Jacksonville. And for Arizona, like, if Hopkins isn't going to play, maybe that changes the way I'm going to look to play some of these props. Maybe Rondale Moore comes into the equation. But for now, Hopkins and Marvin Jones. I don't think we have enough time to hit another game here, so we'll hold these games, Moose, for next hour. Patriots Saints, Ravens Lions, Browns Bears, Steelers Bengals, Chiefs Chargers. I got bets on so many of these games. I got props for all of them. This is going to be a mad dash to the finish coming up in the final hour of the show.
And we got a little baseball. We didn't give the so we'll get some baseball picks in before the end of the show as well.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
Well, we'll try.
You're going to keep an eye on Yankees Sox. It's Yankees Sox.
Did we lose the race? I'm guessing we did.
Yeah, we did.
I should have figured.
Sorry,
once.
Guys. Shoplifted. Yeah. Shoplifted. Finished. Like
got busted. He's in jail.
It was a terrible pick. I apologize. Sorry, you better, you better. It was a terrible selection.
Yeah, you're only 4-1. What a loser with the horse racing picks. He's done a great job for us. All right. Quick break here. When we come back, Power Hour continues. All our bets for NFL Week 3. Patriots Saints, Ravens Lions, Browns Bears, Steelers Bengals coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.